A Nikolayevsk man is dead and an Alaska state trooper sustained serious injuries after an officer-involved shooting Saturday evening. Troopers say 42-year-old Nikolai Yakunin was shot after he assaulted an officer, but it's unclear how the altercation happened and if Yakunin was armed. KBBI's Aaron Bolton has more.
Troopers in Anchor Point received a report that Yakunin was in contact with a female who he was prohibited from speaking to under his probation conditions. Troopers received the report at 2:17 Saturday afternoon and responded to Yakunin's residence off Nikolayevsk Road on the south side of the small village of 350 people about 5 hours later at 7:07 p.m. Yakunin's father, also named Nikolai, was leading services at the local church when he says his wife told him about the shooting.
I went out and she said our son has been shot, possibly killed, and she was crying.
Yakunin says he went to the house where troopers confirmed his son was dead on the scene. He says troopers have not disclosed any more information to him or his family.
It'd be nice to find out what really happened with the trooper going into Nick's house and a little getting into a fight with Nick, or Nick getting in a fight with the trooper.
Yakunin doesn't think his son had any firearms. He also says the community is disappointed with the trooper's use of force and says it was police brutality.
Is this practice as troopers just to, I mean, we know he was not armed. I mean, he might have had a pipe or something, but other than that, he had no firearm.
According to a trooper dispatch, the responding trooper was incapacitated after Yakunin attacked him and additional troopers were dispatched for backup. Troopers say Yakunin continued his, quote, assaultive behavior, and he was shot to prevent further assaults on any trooper or bystander, end quote. According to court records, Yakunin has been indicted on several assault charges dating back to late 2013, including a charge for threatening to hit troopers with a metal pipe in May of last year. The release does not say how Yakunin attacked the responding officer and that the trooper was transported to South Peninsula Hospital in Homer with serious injuries. Trooper spokesperson Tim Despain said the trooper was still hospitalized late Monday afternoon. The trooper who shot and killed Yakunin has not been named and has been placed on standard 72-hour administrative leave. Troopers say the investigation is ongoing. Yakunin's funeral is planned later this week. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.